Half of you to the right. Half of you to the left. The rest, follow me.
I thought Mademoiselle said he was unarmed.
Quickly. Do you know the man you're hunting?
No, sir.
Me!
Oh, my dear!
Madame la Comtesse. The person is waiting in the hall for an answer, Madame.
You may show the man in.
He is in, Madame. Shall I have him ejected, Madame?
No, no. I'll speak with him. You may go, Gaston.
Yes, Madame.
In the south of France.
Please, just a moment.
Where did you come from?
Shh. From Grenoble, last night.
What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing at all. I give you my word. You are more charming than ever, my dear Louise.
Oh, I am tipped. What have you been doing?
Well, you know my feelings toward the Emperor.
Only too well.
Some of us had worked a little pan to bring him back from Elba. And you know how touchy His Majesty is on the subject of Napoleon.
Oh, this is terrible. An escaped prisoner under sentence of death. Why, they'll search the kingdom for you.
I'm afraid I shall be more or less in demand. That's why a little sojourn in the country might be good for my health.
Do you realize your danger? Oh, why do you cling to a lost cause? Napoleon is gone forever.
Napoleon will come back.
Possibly.
Perhaps sooner than you think. But I forget you're a royalist. Do you want me to go, Louise?
I'm your friend first. A royalist after. Of course you mustn't go. Mm-hmm.
You are wonderful, Louise. I've always loved you. I couldn't love you more even if you were my own sister.
So, you think of me as a sister, do you?
Now, Louise, confess. You are also fond of me. Aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, Armand. I am very fond of you. But the important thing is, how shall I keep you safe here?
Well, give me a footman's uniform. I couldn't possibly be safer than as a servant of a famous royalist.
It's true, Armand. No one would ever suspect a servant in my house.
Leonie, my child.
Oh, my God.
Darling, you haven't changed a bit. Oh, it's wonderful to be with you again.
Wonderful to have you here again.
You know, all the time I was traveling, I was thinking I'm home in my own country at last. Why, when I heard some peasants swearing in my own language, it seemed like music to me.
Then the journey wasn't dull, as it usually is?
Dull? The most exciting thing happened.
What? At the Inn at Grenoble, you know, where I spent last night.
Charles? Haven't you seen gentlefolk before? Take Mademoiselle de Beaufort's luggage to her room.
He was young and handsome. The heroes of such adventures always are young and handsome. I never saw his face. It was so dark.
I don't see how you had the heart to betray him.
Why not? If I had the chance, I'd do it again.
You know that I am a royalist, my dear. But really, this frightful bitterness of yours against the very name of Napoleon,
a bitterness. Do you know what they call that Corsican beast? The son of the revolution. The revolution which guillotined my father. Who confiscated our estate? Napoleon. Who ordered the execution of our cousin? Napoleon. Who made my mother die hungry in exile? Napoleon. And here I am, made dependent on your charity for a home.
Not on my charity, on my love, dear. Remember, you're the only one of my blood in the world. I have no one but you.
Believe me, mademoiselle, if I can do anything to make you happy here...
Charles?
Sorry, madame, I forgot myself.
You will not forget yourself again, Charles. Or I shall be forced to dispense with you without a reference.
I only meant, madame, overhearing as I did, that I would be happy to make mademoiselle as comfortable here as possible.
It is not your place.
Oh, the man meant no harm, cousin. Thank you for your consideration.
That will do. You may go. You mustn't mind Charles, my dear. Here in the country, the servants are more like members of the family.
Oh, I see.
I beg mademoiselle to accept my apology for forgetting myself.
You see?
And I beg mademoiselle to believe I shall not forget myself again. But if mademoiselle should ever want me, let me call mademoiselle's attention to the bell cord.